that in this week?
The other one, I saw the other one. Well, I've got a community with me, so. I'm sure.
You laid the one on my desk.
Thank you.
Chris, by the way, Chris, the translation is 5:10.
What is it?
Important verse. You can get that. Probably better off putting it either the beginning or the end with the following. That's going to have to change your notes. A lot of these change, so I made up this index. So if you come across your notes sometime in the future, instead of refer to follow. Thank you. 7, packet 5. Manuscripts and order of importance. I just want to add, not equal value with the others, but when you're distributing, is it going to make it look nice when you add it on? Yeah. H, K, and L. And then file 10. Good question. Let's see. I think that manuscript translation file 10. I think that's the one you didn't get. You know. It's on the first. And, might we mentioned just a little thumbnail sketch of the different ones. Too much now. Because we're not dealing so much with that. So it would be better. And also, it would be good to use to do the assignments with. Everybody did all right on number one. Number two, what I was looking for here was the document study, but really what we're trying to reproduce is the heart, mind. Some of you had that, some of you had it. That's what's on the handout. But I tried to correct what was on the handout. Really what we're looking for is more. necessarily associated with higher criticism because the definition of the worth of the start at all is giving it a name, what we look at when we talk about the historical setting, the context, all of this and becoming an interpretation. And when you're not alone, you get in that, you get in a mold, you get in problems, you've got some of the problems and limitations of the method. Regardless of what you call it, it's what we use, what we feel God designed to do. And so, Principle from the plot. anybody studying the work, yeah, involved in bicultural aspects. We have the first knowledge of God's word to them, and that is what is written. And the second knowledge of God's word to me today. We have to go to the stage of Jesus. Then, once I'm satisfied that I've got God's the goal, something to do with this identity. But we're really looking at something. I just completed number 7, and I didn't really take off for it. The goal really in the whole range of the scope of what you study. Moving out of discretion where we're at in the file. If you have file. Really, through the Lord's hand, all the way down through the line here, what he did. see it, but there's a risk. Right after this time, there was copies of manuscripts were preserved, obviously somewhere, realizing that they had to recite everything for the people that they probably didn't even need any written copies, but there was obviously written copies. But anyway, I want to just brief. Found in 1847 and discovered a shepherd boy's burning rock. His best that there was a central library of his sins. Very likely in the neighborhood. We've done the back, we've had access to that library. We're talking about being in the woods. I don't want to get into too much of an interesting group to read, but they have the library. They have many different books, many of all periods, all kinds of very loose translations, some of them very literal. A lot of extra biblical literature. As a rule, their manuscripts are not set. Many of them are not available to scholars yet. They haven't studied in detail. The more conservative text supports the Masoretic text of the movement. Sometime between 70 AD and 132 AD, and the Jews, many of the Jews fled to from there, fled to and it's the only text that they took with them was a conservative text. That's what they found it. No, this is south in the wilderness in there. I don't know. That we're looking at in Dubit Hebraic, they are first used in the Hebraic, they're designated the Qumran idea. You'll see those two in Biblical. The third is a most text commentary on the first two chapters of Habakkuk. Neither one of these. There's a third role that's used in Biblical break that's on the first two chapters. Commentary though is classified these and amplified. insurance policy.
So you have that? So why in general here? Why? Drainage drive up in the summer.
Around 132 to 1. It's a tree. They dug up. Pretty sure from this area. So it's right after 130. Three holes where they tried to overthrow. And they found there several dismay that their tax ID and agreed. And they must have their dismay. What they found is only part of the Tennessee and Isaiah. This is not a biblical break. But it's identical with an Asbury text. This is part of the validity of an Asbury text to preserve. They took with them. Just further substantiates the that's the only value really of this supports the measure of text. At the same time, an interesting fellow on the team, Rabbi. For our purposes, he was a Pharisee, school of Hillel, and his father. also the Camaro. The Camaro subject has a supplement to the helmet. They're both. Mainly a codification of the oral law. Gemara was a supplement. Both part of the town, which is mainly the chain. So then, Jaffa. Divided the text as it is now with they can get the hands of it. Now the method of that they use in compiling a text was they took three manuscripts, they had three manuscripts apparently.
will.
Pharisees and Sadducees coming from the different Israel and Shemai. You don't need to get this. They represented this. Some derive it to bind or defend, others to hand down, hence they derive the meaning. But the idea was that they preserved literally all the way around the text, they fenced it in, but they preserved it. Now they were both men in Babylon, they were called Masoretes. Okay. Talking about the period now from 500 to 1200 AD. Now they both many differences in pronunciation. And all was arguing back and forth amongst them. But only not over major variants per se, although they had some variants. So they codified the scribal tradition before them. Now they were not a closely knit group. They were a loose, they weren't a real closely knit group. Eventually, the Western Nazarites, which are the Palestinians, and the Tiberias became the cultural center of Palestine after Jerusalem. It became the center of Judaism. That area eventually surpassed the prestige of the Babylonian group. So today, a particular family of that group, which is called we'll be talking about it probably tomorrow. But it was the culmination of seven generations, the sixth generation that produced the method that we know it today. We have it. So the main thing you need to know about the Masorites is they concern, they divide pronunciation. That, the pointing system, the date was close to about 700 AD, probably advanced to this one, preserved the pronunciation because the language is different. So they conserved the text, they added the pointing system too, that's to conserve the text, that was the purpose of the pointing system. And they codified. Now the tradition was a lot of it was already passed down, and I'm not talking about as far as the oral laws that are in the Talmud. This is the tradition. The comment on the text itself. There's a notation in the text, all four sides of the text. And this came to be called the Torah after the Masorites. The whole notation to 15 called the Masorah. This was what they did. This is their principle. The main thing that they did, they conserved the text, they passed it on, just like they did. Any changes, except they added comments. And then they put in all the comments that had to do with, they were mainly comments on the side to clarify situations in the text. The number of trivia, most of the time it's just trivia. A lot of comments as the comment word is repeated or a letter is repeated. Give a visual aid to it a little bit.